You're listening to the Cairo Success Podcast, where we reveal the secrets to a massively successful practice. Here's your host, Dr. Tori Robeson.
Welcome, winners. I am optimistic, positive, and excited about chiropractic, reaching people with my practice, and building an exceptional life of productivity, prosperity, generosity, while filled with love, fitness, and fun. My purpose? To become a smarter, more powerful, capable, driven, and superior version of myself by ever increasing my awareness of how the world really works, how things really work, my knowledge through continued learning, understanding, motivation, hands-on skill, communication skill, and mastery in the art of exceptional living. Every single podcast with me does what? Causes you to naturally attract more new and high-value patients, makes you more capable at motivating and persuading people, empowers you to make smarter, long-term decisions, and energizes your physical, mental, and financial health. Our law of success we're dealing with today is the law of change. The law of change. Couldn't be an easier one. What does the law of change state? Change is inevitable. So we must learn to live with it and roll with it rather than fight it, go against it, or avoid it, or act like it doesn't exist. Have you ever known people that didn't like change? Same house, same types of food, wear the same clothes, watch the same stuff, do the same things, say the same words, tell the same stories. They stop growing. They say that most people, once they get out of school, high school or college, really don't really grow hardly at all. They don't really learn much, and they really stop growing. Because growth is painful. It requires pain to cause growth. The pain of reading. The pain of taking the time to watch videos. The pain of taking the time to listen to audios. The pain of attending events. The pain, listen carefully, of doing what you need to do instead of what you want to do. And there we see today. In front of everybody's face is stuff they want to do. I want to eat this, and I want to watch that, and I want to seek leisure. When I need to eat this, I need to fire up the juicer, I need to work out, I need to plan, I need to attend more success events. What I want to do versus what I need to do. What you want to do normally never causes change. I want to just hang out. I need to work out hard. If I work out hard, I will cause change. If I don't, I will not. In the world of success, it's the difference between people wanting to be entertained versus educated. Everybody wants to be entertained. They want to laugh. They want it to be fun. Oh, that was such a great event. What did you learn? Nothing. Versus, how was the event? Well, you know, it was hard. Will you go back? I don't know. Even though they were highly educated and they learned something that'll change their practicing future. Do you see how weird that is? It's like a personal trainer. If they work you too hard, you don't want to keep training with them when that's the thing that brings the results you want. But the training being frustrating and difficult overpowers the result. So you quit. The pain of the work is bigger to you than the reward. So we have to find a balance with our patients. Our patients, it's a pain to drive there. It's a pain to sit and wait. It's sometimes a pain to get adjusted. It's a pain to have to pay for it. It's a pain to have to do the work, pay the tax, do whatever, to have the money to pay for it. All these things are the pain or the price that a patient has to pay if they want the change in their health. Now, we'd like to think that people want health so much that they're going to drive 3 hours one way 3 days a week for 3 months and prepay. Yeah, whatever. I've heard those stories. I don't believe any of them. Okay? We have to have it be where we sneak up on people. We make it easy. I want to be entertaining, but I'm educating at the same time and people don't know it. I want a trainer that makes the workout fun, but when I'm all done, I go, wow, that was really good. I want to have patients come in and make the visit so enjoyable they don't realize that they got in there and got the work done chiropractically that needed to get done. There are so many positives that it outweighs any of what they thought might have been difficult on the office visit. So the law of change. You are going to look different. You are going to have things happen with vehicles. You're going to have things happen with where you live. You're going to have money things happen. You're going to have changes in your family. There will be a day that you'll be the only one left, other than maybe brothers and sisters, kids, things like that. Fred Barge of chiropractic fame, Are You the Doctor, Doctor, Life Without Fear, these great books. I believe he calls this the joys of motoring. They're just part of the things that happen as you motor through life. So we know that there's going to be change, and we understand it, and we must accept it. In my personal world, I've sort of been the one causing the changes versus things having to change for me. I have goals, I go into action, and I'm changing all the time. That's why I've been in 7 personal offices now, because I want change, I want new, I want better. I want change, I want new, I want better. I want change, I want new, I want better. Because I cannot tolerate sameness. Drives me nuts, can't handle it. So we embrace and accept change. Now, with patience once again, we want change on a physiological level. So the chiropractic work physically is the cause that brings the response, i.e. positive change. And the more chiropractic goes into the spine, the more change we get. So you say to the patient, well, how much do you want your condition to change? Well, I want it to change a lot. Great, get a lot of care. How much better do you want to get? A lot better. Well, then get a lot of care. See how easy that is? And I want you to remember those. I'm going to say those again. Well, how much do you want your condition to change? Well, I want it to change a lot. Well, then great, get a lot of care. How much do you want to get better? Well, I want to get a lot better. Well, then get a lot of care. How long has this been the case? A long time. Well, then you'll need care for a long time. If this has been bothering you for 5 years, then it must mean you need 5 years of care. If it took 5 years to get you down to this point, it'll take 5 years to get out. If it took 5 years to drive to that place, it'll take 5 years to drive back, right? I want you to remember this. This is, you'll see that this is true. It could be this simple. In fact, I'd love to just do this. Your care plan could simply be, however the person is for their age, is how many visits are recommended. You're 70, that requires 70 visits. Obviously, if someone's 50, they're younger, they heal faster, they need 50. And someone who's 12, obviously, their body is so dynamic and growing and changing, they only need 12. Do you see how that like makes perfect sense? I cannot find any argument with that. Oh, yes, you could have an 8-year-old that has some goofed up thing that needs more care. Sure, sure, sure. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about when we say all, it means like 80 or 90%. Really think about that. Someone's 40. Hey, you're 40 years old. It's very simple. You need one office visit for every year of age. It's that simple. You're 40, you need 40. If you were 70, you'd need more. If you were 20, you'd need 20. So let's get you set up for 40 visits. 40 times 50 is 2. And if you prepay and pay all at once, it's only 18. Which did you want to go with? Perfectly fine, perfectly acceptable. How could anybody argue with that? It's so good. I've also had the idea, speaking of change, of selling time, not visits. A person buys 60 minutes for $2,000. Now they could get 60 minutes, just to make sure I'm clear there, 60 minutes for, let's say, $2,000. So when they come in, you hit the clock and it starts ticking off of their time. Now, if they want to spend 10 minutes, no problem. If they want to get adjusted in 30 seconds and leave, no problem. They could get 100 visits for their 60 minutes. Good for them. Or it could be this. It's $50 a minute. And you come in and you just start clicking the time, prorated. So if they're there for a minute and a half, it's $75. Easy. More time costs more money. Do you see the problem in chiropractic is we're trying to have an office visit fee, but there's a time element to it. Isn't that interesting? Massage, 60 minutes gets you this much cost. Or you could buy per minute sometimes, right? Chiropractic isn't like that, but it probably should be. I love the idea of having it be time sensitive, all right? Because here's what you have. You have people that want to come in and spend a lot of time and pay nothing. Then you have people that want to spend a little time and pay a reasonable fee. The ultimate is this, and that is you having the discipline, the flow, the timing, and the winner's edge level 1, level 2, level 3, or level 4 setup where you're able to compress quality to, let's say, 1 minute and have a reasonable fee. Some will be less, some will maybe be a little bit more, but you'll do okay. So back to the law of change. I'm just talking about different ideas. You see how this requires imagination? The care plan is however old you are, that's the number of visits you get recommended. Or you pay for time. Either you buy a block of time or you just pay based on how much clock time you use. I knew a consultant once, if you talk to him, it was $20 a minute. Great. 15 minutes, $300. Perfect. Gets people to the point. Nothing drags. Now back to you with change. Are you good with change? Now certain change I don't like. If I go to a restaurant with great spaghetti sauce, don't want them to change it. Go to a restaurant has great bread, don't want to go in there and see it different. Don't like that. Changes away from things that we might like. But as far as your ability to change, we have to be able to be plastic and be malleable, and we have to accept changes with people and changes with things over time. Look at this now. In my world, see, in chiropractic, and it's a beautiful thing in chiropractic, nothing changes. People have to physically see you so you can work on them. It's not like a travel agent, which has become obsolete. You have to see people, put your hands on them. There's a fee. It's timeless. That's why chiropractic is so solid. That's why chiropractic is a great profession. It is bulletproof. Look at what I'm doing in consulting land. It used to be, okay, you had 5 events a year and you had some phone calls. All of a sudden, Zoom comes out. Now it turns into live events and people say, well, why don't you Zoom it so I can stay home? And then some people say, well, I don't even want to watch it at home. Why don't you just record it and send me the recording? So all of a sudden now, instead of me just showing up for an event, it turns into, okay, now I got to have the equipment to record this thing. And then, you know, and then it makes it so people don't want to show up. They can be lazy because they know they can get a recording. It's disastrous. Ultra complex. Used to be show up, talk, leave. Now it's show up, computer, this, that, recording thing. What do you sell it for? Put it on a website, post it. You know, it's all of this stuff. Used to just be 5 events a year, have some calls, cost this much. Okay, great. Those days are over. Have guitar lessons. Guy shows up, gets out, has his guitar, plugs it in. We practice by the kitchen table. He leaves. Never again. Everything is on video. Everything's being forced onto a screen, obliterating what people even think reality is. Blessing and curse, cause and effect, the law of polarity. It's equal good and equal bad. So we have to understand change, all right? And we have to embrace it, and we have to be good with it, and we must stay ahead of it. Next point I want to make here, and we'll move on, is have you ever seen people where the year is ahead of where their life is and their brain is? My mom, for example, is stuck in about 1987 or 88. That's really where she is. She got to there and she stayed there. Wants to watch the same TV shows from back then. Talks about the same things that were happening. Oh, remember? And her mind is stuck there. Isn't too up on technology. I've known people like this in business. They want you to pay cash. And it's like, dude, nobody has cash. Okay, I want to use a debit card. I don't know how to take cards. Well, I'll app you the money. I don't know how to do that. What year do you live in? See, one of our goals is for you to always be current. Current with whatever is useful. Current with the way money is transacted. Current with what's happening as it relates to the success of your business. Current as it relates to what's smart for your health. Current as it relates to what's smart for your relationships. So the law of change, we embrace it, we understand it. Some things we don't like about it, doesn't matter, it's going to happen. We have to get good at dealing with it. It just is, and it's okay. And things now are changing faster. They're changing overnight. Boom, all of this stuff. Instagram, cell phone, smartphone, Zoom, okay, Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, okay, all of this stuff. So fast. It's just leaving the people who are behind. They're dinosaurs now. They're just dinosaurs. They can barely function in the world unless they keep their life incredibly simple. We can't be like that. We got to stay current. We had a guy speak at an event, 76 years old, whipped up a perfect PowerPoint, is on point with all the technology. He's current. He's 76 and he's in the current year. He's not 76 stuck 14 years ago. So we want to remain current. Now, one way that's great to do this is by us getting into states where things are more simple. Walks in the woods, hunting, fishing, hanging out on the beach, getting away from technology. I was out in Montana recently, Glacier Park, southern tip of Lake McDonald, one of the most beautiful places in the world that everybody should visit. I was shocked at what I didn't hear. And what I didn't hear was anything. You could hear a bird chirp from like 3 miles away. It made me realize that everywhere in my life, I'm hearing traffic. There's traffic out the window right now. Place there's traffic, horns from trains going by. Place in Florida, I can hear the traffic down there. You know what I mean? It never is it silent. I mean like dead silent. Out there, there was nothing. You could hear a bird chirp from like miles away. Or maybe a little outboard engine motor way in the distance. I just sat there and enjoyed the incredible silence. That's why I love the float tank. The sensory deprivation chamber. All of the sensory inputs can relax. All of your proprioceptive and pressure sensors relax. Heat and cool sensors relax. Eardrums, relax. Eyes, relax. Nose relaxes. It's one of the most valuable things because it's the only time your body can actually relax and replenish and recharge. It's one of the greatest inventions in history. The sensory deprivation chamber and the cold plunge and chiropractic. So it's chiropractic, sensory deprivation chamber, cold plunge. Some decent food, some decent exercise, laugh more, have fun. I'm telling you, These are secret weapons. They're absolutely secret weapons. But it's change. It's new. It's different. I've never been in one before. Well, let's go do it. So we embrace that change. We stay current. We don't let ourselves become dinosaurs. Okay? We don't have to be on the edge of everything. I don't have to stand in line for the latest iPhone. But we do want to keep ourselves current. And we do realize that change is a part of life. And we think it's fun. We think it's interesting. And we engage it however we need to continue to be successful. There it is. The law of change. All right? Now, back to your practice briefly here. We'll wrap this up. This means you rearrange all the posters on the walls. You change them. You move them around. Get a couple new ones. You change a paint color every few years on one of the walls. You update and change your forms. You give away a ton of clothes and you change your look. One of the very first things I do when someone joins is I recommend you throw away all of your smells. Underarm, shampoo, colognes, perfumes, lotions, shaving creams, everything, soaps, everything gets thrown away. Smells connect you to the past. You say you want to grow. Grow requires change. So let's get all new smells. New shampoo, different conditioner, different shaving cream, different lotions, all different soaps, different body sprays, different body gels, different everything, different shampoo, including different detergents for your clothes. Shampoo, shampoo for clothes, shampoo for your hair, your head. All new smells. This is shockingly powerful. If I smelled Obsession for Men cologne right now, I would immediately be a sophomore in college again. Smells, it's one of the most powerful senses to put you at a time and place. And if you want to grow and change, well, we got to leave the old you behind. We can't carry the new you into the future. The old you is not good enough anymore. You said you wanted new and better. We start with new and better smells. We go through and declutter and throw away and give all the stuff away. We get new and better clothes. How amazing would it be if you could throw away all of your clothes and start from scratch? 3 new pair of flip-flops, a bunch of new tennis shoes, dress shoes, boots, work shoes, winter boots, sweatpants, dress pants, jeans, casual pants, shorts, casual shorts, nicer shorts, workout shorts, all different types of underwear, undershirts, t-shirts, long-sleeve shirts, short-sleeve shirts, dress shirts, hats, cool hats, fun hats, more serious hats, winter hats, light jackets, windbreaker jackets, logo jackets, sporting jackets, winter jackets that are super heavy with a hood. Can you imagine how cool that would be? How much would that cost? $20,000? Go to the Mall of America, start on the top floor, and go in a circle and start buying everything you need and have a team of people to carry the bags, take all the tags off and put it all in your closet. Be unbelievable. Back to change. We change all of the smells if you want to grow. We change the office by updating the floor plan. We change and update the equipment. We change the colors. We change and update the forms. We change and update the systems and procedures. We change the report. We change your office visit. We change the flow. To the degree you can change is the degree you will become more successful. So we use the law of change. We engage it. So that means, hey, Tori, the more you change, the more successful you'll be. Well, great. Since those are the rules, then I know what I need to do and I can get it done. How awesome is that? Success comes from knowing the rules and being the most successful knowing the rules. Rules are laws. The law of change, I'm going to use it to my advantage. The more I change, the greater the effect. Hey, I can use the law of cause and effect along with my law of change. But too many chiropractors, oh, I'm stuck with my crummy office visit. I'm stuck with, I like to say it this way, and I like to do that, and I like these forms, and I like this. No, there is the better way. And in Winner's Edge, because there's so many chiropractors using stuff so often, it gets sharpened and honed and improved continuously. And so let's use that to our advantage. So if you haven't done it, end on this. Throw away everything in your house that smells or causes a smell. The dish soap also. What you wash dishes with at the sink. And go down to the grocery store or the drugstore and get all new smells. It's so much fun. I just got a new shampoo the other day. Duke Cannon. I love it. I can't wait to wake up in the morning just so I can use that because I like the way it smells. I didn't think I'd find one I liked as much as the last one. Like it. Okay? And so we can use that as the catalyst and as the example. If you can't change a small thing, you can't change a big thing. There was a couple that was going bankrupt on an income of $400,000 a year. They say, we don't live high. We don't have like fancy sports cars like Ferraris. We both drive four-wheel drive brand new Suburbans, and we don't live in a country club, gated area. Okay, we live on a ranch and have horses. They couldn't see how expensive their life was. They're sitting at the bankruptcy lawyer's office drinking expensive bottled water. And the lawyer says, if you're going bankrupt, why didn't you give up your expensive bottled water? Oh, why would we change that? It wouldn't have made any difference. Oh, really? If you can't change small things, you'll never be able to change big things. And if you're too cool for small changes, well, you're too cool for any big changes in your life. We start small. I don't buy bottled water, like, ever. I've got the filter here, the filter at home. Okay, if I'm out and about, I might get one occasionally, but normally not. You start by changing all of the smells. You start by decluttering. You start with the phases in the practice transformation guide. You start by reading and memorizing the new scripting that's superior. You start by changing how you dress at work. You start with small changes that are fun and easy, and away we go. I've wanted to do a boot camp where we shaved all the men's heads. Do you know how many guys wouldn't be able to do that because they think that someone gives a damn about how their hair looks? Do you think anybody cares about how your head looks? Nobody cares. I've had it be really hot in the summer and just went and shaved my head because I just thought it was hot and it would feel better with a shaved head. Most guys couldn't do that. They can't get themselves to change, even though it's going to grow back. In most cases, some people, not so... For them, why is it that people have a hard time changing? They cling to stuff that's imaginary. People actually care about how my hair looks, so I don't want to change it. I'm scared. I'll be embarrassed or nervous. Now, speaking of men, would a man think like that? Or would a man say, cut my hair off. I don't give a damn. That's what a man would do. A man would say, I'm a man and I'm awesome. Hair, no hair, mohawk, frohawk, whatever. But of course, little boys and little girl quote men, no, can't cut my hair. People actually care what my head looks. It's crazy. Nobody cares about your hair. They care about their own. All right? And this happens to be true for females. Females are hung up about everybody. No. Other people are so hung up on themselves, they don't give a rip about you, what you have, what you don't have. It's so fake how people think. They think other people actually care. and they get on social media and get all this fake validation from people they don't care about, and they live in a world of illusion, and they have a complete false outlook on themselves and on life, and become ineffective in business. We want to be effective in business and in life, so we see things how they really are, we understand how people really work, and we understand that we have the ability to change in order to grow, and by taking command of that, then we will not be victims of it, we will be in control of it. So we accept the law of change, and we are masters at it.
Thanks for tuning in to the Cairo Success Podcast. To learn more about how you can create the dream practice and life today, visit us online at winnersedgeconsulting.com. Thanks again, and we'll catch you in the next episode.